Hey, this is Pete Tsironis with Dots and Bridges, and I'm talking again with my friend and colleague, Samara Schulman, president of On Point Consulting. And today's talk's going to address something super important and something I'm passionate about, as is Samara, and that is our nation's critical infrastructure, the sectors, the security, and the resilience. How you doing, Samara?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm feeling pretty darn good. And I'll tell you what, let's jump right in. On April 30th of 2024, the National Security Memorandum on Critical Infrastructure Security and Resilience was released by the White House. Folks, check it out. It's also known as NSM-22, and it's a great read. It's a long read, but does it have a lot of juice in it? And then on June 14th, the Strategic Guidance and National Priorities for U.S. Critical Infrastructure Security and Resilience for 2024 and 2025, say that five times, was released by way of Homeland Security. And Samara and I wanted to dive into this because is there some really cool stuff to think about? That being said, we hear critical infrastructure. We hear about the sectors. We hear about the innovation and the risk and how all these sectors are tied together. What are some nuggets you took away from this that I know we could spend hours talking about?
And like you said, Pete, I encourage everybody to read it, at least read the memorandum from June 14th. It's five pages and is just fascinating. One of the things that I loved, for some reason, I love the wording. Second paragraph says, in this era of technological advancements and dynamic global volatility. And then jumping right into it, Department of Homeland Security lays out five different priorities. One of them talks about address growing dependency of critical infrastructure on space systems and assets. It says, while there is no designated space critical infrastructure sector, this brings up the threat to our space systems, that what happens when the threat moves to space and GPS goes out and satellite communications go out? And what does that mean for all of us here? This memorandum speaks to things of that nature. Another one, the first priority that's mentioned is address cyber and other threats posed by the People's Republic of China. Big paragraph. But one of the things that I commend government and commend DHS for looking at and thinking about, and again, Pete, as a citizen, thank goodness they are. One of the statements is attacks targeting infrastructure essential to protect, support, and sustain military forces and operations worldwide. I think we all join in thinking about that, and that that's a huge threat. And what happens with weapons, with military, with the people, with our armed forces. But the rest of that sentence is, or that may cause potential disruptions to the delivery of key goods or services to the American people, must be our top priority. And we talk about forming a resilient supply chain, and this touches on that as well. I'm going to mention one other thing that really stood out to me, and it actually comes out the end. This speaks about collaboration. I love when these memorandums have a note of collaboration in them. I think it's just so important between industry and government. What's interesting about this one is that it's operational collaboration. It's not just knowing what each of us is working on. It's not just knowing what government is up to. It's not just knowing what private sector is up to, but it's knowing the interdependence of them and being able to work together to mitigate the risk. They need to work together in order to succeed. And it was interesting writing to me to talk again about this operational collaboration. And again, it's not just within government. It's government and private sector.
First of all, you hit the keywords: interdependency, risk, innovation. I think of open governments. I think that applies to these sectors, which are the sector risk management agencies, or SRMAs, if you will, that correlate to those 16 sectors. It's a government industry relationship. And just to summarize, please check out this NSM-22. Please check out the five pager that Samara eloquently just broke down for us on June 14th, which came out by Homeland Security. There's an executive order referenced in it, 14110 AI. There's another one, 14017, on supply chain, the NIST AI framework, the Cyber Framework 2.0. And of course, CISA's cybersecurity performance goals are outlined. There's a lot in there. This is the kind of article that speaks, or should I say, legislation or policy, to why the government exists. And kudos to you at On Point for making this a part of your day-to-day. I know this matters to you as a citizen, but also as someone who is moving the needle in government. Samara, thank you. You're amazing, and I love chatting with you.
Thank you, Pete. Right back at you.